I'm Wes with your Linux headlines on October 3rd, 2019. PostgreSQL 12 has landed with performance and space management gains. In the release announcement, the developers flag up notable improvements to query performance, particularly over large datasets, and better space utilization. These gains have been achieved partly due to work on optimizing how the database manages B-tree indexes, the default PostgreSQL index type, which has resulted in an average 40% reduction in space utilization and an overall gain in query performance. The release also introduces stored generated column support in line with the SQL standard, the ability to use JSON path expressions to run queries over JSON documents, and the LLVM-based just-in-time compilation feature introduced with PostgreSQL 11 is now on by default. Google has announced plans to phase out mixed content from secure websites. Noting that Chrome users now spend over 90% of their time browsing secure websites, although without telling us how they know this, Google is now looking to attack the problem that many of these sites embed insecure content from their own or other domains. The company has announced a timeline for Chrome through versions 79 to 81 that will gradually see the browser attempt to load more and more resources over HTTPS, and which will culminate in Chrome eventually blocking any insecure content. Another FOSS project is looking towards App Store sales to raise funds. We recently reported on how the Krita project was using revenue from the Windows and Steam app stores to fund a number of full-time developers. And now it looks as though the Document Foundation will be treading the same path. The foundation has been discussing setting up a community interest company called the Document Collective to act as a vehicle for the commercial exploitation of LibreOffice. The collective will be granted a 50,000 euro loan as seed capital from the Document Foundation and plans to charge around 15 euros for each download of LibreOffice from the macOS and Windows app stores, with some of the profits returning to the Document Foundation and the original loan being repaid with interest. Although it might seem odd to pay for something you'll continue to be able to download for free, as Krita's experience has shown, a lot of consumers are willing to pay for the convenience that App Store delivery brings. And it wouldn't be surprising to see other multi-platform FOSS projects start to think about exploring this approach to raising revenue. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/19. Drew will be in tomorrow.